Good morning. I apologise for all my layers. It's that time of year, isn't it, when you're not quite sure what to wear. So I feel a bit like the bag lady this morning. But anyway, just bear with me in my dressing gown. So the Bible course that we've been studying has been a really interesting course, and particularly interesting and challenging for the preachers. I think back to Ian Hughes's title of Chronicles chapter 1 to 9, which included only lists of genealogy. And still, he managed to give us a wonderful talk inspired by this very difficult source. And now it's my turn. Acts and the early church. Well, I must say, I looked at the title and the length of the book of Acts, and I felt very daunted. Then, in the middle of the night, a new title came to me. Mission Impossible. That's what it seemed like. I somehow felt that this was the way I needed to look at this sermon. And I spent most of the night saying, Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible to myself, so that I didn't forget it by the morning. So, Lord, I have my title. Now, what to say that would be helpful to us as a church? There are aspects in the book of Acts that look like Mission Impossible. And I'm sure there are aspects in our lives which also look like Mission Impossible. But we learn in Acts that with the help of the Holy Spirit, those situations that seemed impossible become possible. The mission of the early church is summed up in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Throughout the book, we hear of extraordinary events not made possible by man alone. In the first half of the book, we hear of the miracles involving the Apostle Peter. We hear of people being healed, a woman being raised from the dead, an angel rescuing Peter from prison. And in the second half of the book, we read of Paul's dramatic conversion on the road to Damascus, many more healings and dramatic escapes from prison. The book would make a great Hollywood movie, filled with drama, suspense, the miraculous, and the unexpected. And as with many great movies, the story is made possible because the people behind the events are focused and devoted. The early church was focused, dedicated, and obedient. Times were exciting as the gospel of Christ was preached, as people were healed, as lives were dramatically changed. But they were also frightening as they were persecuted and some were even martyred. People had to flee for their lives, and yet they remained faithful to their mission. And why, I ask, did they remain so loyal? The answer, I believe, comes in the story of Pentecost. This was, as we have heard, when the believers were gathered together and the Holy Spirit came upon them in power. Tongues of fire rested on each one of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in tongues. All nationalities represented there heard their own language. There was a coming together of different communities, and Peter gave an extraordinary sermon, and 3,000 people were added to their number that day. The Holy Spirit was indeed at work in the early church. The early Christians were open to receive the Spirit, were open to the Spirit working in their lives, were ready to hear from God and to allow God to change them. Their lives had been dramatically changed as a result of the Holy Spirit. And following on from this, they were able to change lives and bring people to faith. The early church had many characteristics that we can learn from. I think they're quite challenging. They were devoted to learning and to hearing the apostles' teaching. They were devoted to their fellowship. They met every day. They were devoted in prayer. They were devoted in worship. And they shared all they had, selling their possessions and goods and giving to anyone who was in need. And the most challenging of all, despite persecution, they kept going. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, who gave them boldness and strength in the face of adversity. So back to my title, Mission Impossible. What seemed impossible became possible because of the Holy Spirit. So here in Westcott, what's our mission? Well, I think back to the Vision Day, and one of our collective visions of the church members was to reach out to families and children. And this is very much our focus at the moment. I don't know about you, but it can seem to me a little bit impossible at times, daunting, and certainly just a tiny bit scary. How can we make church relevant? How can we get to meet people, get to know them, to be friends, let alone to begin to share our faith? Our challenges seem huge, but not as huge as the early church, who faced persecution for sharing their faith. And yet, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they were able to do amazing things and to share the news of the gospel. The same Holy Spirit is available to us today to give us wisdom, love, boldness, and a sense of mission. One of my favorite quotes is, "If you don't ask, the answer is always no." So let us ask for the Holy Spirit to be working in our lives, in our church and our village, to share the message of the gospel, to bring love where there is hatred, forgiveness where there is hurt, joy where there is sadness, hope where there is despair. Let us devote ourselves in prayer and worship. And this is something for us all. When Simon, my husband, was growing up, he was at a youth group in Hambledon, which is a very small little village not far from here. The youth group was not run by a trendy dude who was down with the kids, but an elderly couple who prayed and prayed and welcomed the teenagers into their home. They listened to them and showed them love. And most importantly of all, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and this influenced all that they did. That group of teenagers has produced the most extraordinary people, not least Simon, and he'll kill me for saying that. But I have to, don't I, really, because he's here. I didn't say it at the 8:30. Anyway, that the bunch continues. There are vicars, bishops, a baroness, and many people who are making a real difference because of their faith. As Brother Yun, a Chinese pastor, said, "It's not great men who change the world, but weak men in the hands of God." With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can make a difference for God. In the film Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, as the secret agent, is told at the beginning of each film, "Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is... dot, dot, dot. And of course, being the hero that he is, he accepts the mission. We might not be heroes, but let us look at and accept the mission that Christ has given us. Let us look to how we can tell others the truth and the joy of the gospel. Let us be devoted in prayer and worship. And let us remember that none of this is possible without the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen.